Give ear to a frolicsome ditty of one that a wager did lay. He'd pass any watch in the city, and never a word he would say. The constable spake to his watchmen, "Brave boys, it is my delight, and orders have for to catch men who ramble too late in the night. The streets do echo, we hear, boys, with madmen coming along. My staff is ready, ne'er fear, boys, we'll make 'em alter their song. Stand, stand," says the bellman. "The constable now come before, and if a just story you tell, men, I'll light you home to your door. This is a very late season, which surely no honest man keep, and therefore 'tis but just reason that you in the counter should sleep. Take away this same fellow, and him to the counter convey. Although his frolic is mellow, he something tomorrow will say. Open the gate, make no scoring, take charge of your prisoner there, and we will soon in the morning appear before my Lord Mayor. A bottle of claret I fill, sire, some pipes of tobacco beside, and if that it now be your will, sir, a bed for you soon we'll provide." This frolic soon echoed the prison. The debtors his garnish would have, without demanding the reason. Whate'er they required, he gave. The constable soon the next day, sir, this comical matter to clear, the gentleman hurry straight away, sir, before my Lord Mayor to appear. My lord, give ear to my story, while the truth I do relate. The gentleman standing before ye was seized by me at Cripple Gate. I nothing could hear but his singing, wherefore in the counter he lay, and therefore this morning I bring him to hear what your lordship will say. Come, friend, the case does appear now that you was in a mad fit. I hope that you may be clear now, since sleep has restored you your wit. This this gentleman sure is distracted. He's overheated his brain since he the silly has acted. To the counter I'll send him again. A prison sure it will tame him and bring him soon to his sense. There's nothing else can reclaim him from this his notorious offense. Oh, then bespake my lord's daughter, and for him did thus intercede. Dear father, you'll hear that hereafter this is but a wager indeed. Therefore be pleased, kind father, to hear one word more of me, and shew to me so much favor. This gentleman may be set free. Well, daughter, I grant your petition. The gentleman home may repair, but yet is upon this condition of paying my officers there. Come, sir, your fees we require. You freed are now by the court, and all that we do desire, you'll find out some new sport. Thus, seeing he might be released, if he his fees did but pay, he then was very well pleased. And so went singing away.